Sweet Victory. This is Triply with Sweet Victory. I do not own the rights to this music. I'm going to make sure that I don't go over 30 seconds. All right, I'm stopping. No, Facebook has been doing some interesting things. So yesterday and we're not going to harp on this, but yesterday something happened with the feed. So I'm going to keep my eyes sort of open to make sure that I don't lose you guys today. But I hope you were able to listen to the podcast. It was actually a pretty good meditation. It was one of those I was like, oh man, that was a good meditation. So we're going to get started. Let me say hello to the people on the podcast. I am Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, sharing my voice to heal, educate, and inspire. And thank you for joining us. We are also live in my Facebook group. And so I just wanted to welcome you in whenever you listen. I appreciate you listening. If you have a few minutes, if you could go to wherever you listen and write a review so other people can find us and join us. We do this live every day at some point in time on the weekends, but every day, usually 6:45 a.m. during the week. And my partners in practice in the group are Rosalind, Yolanda, Monica, Henry, Russ, Andy. For some reason, I thought I saw somebody else pop in. Let me make sure, because sometimes it's not always accurate. But it looks like that's who it is. So I thank you so much for joining us. We are continuing with our theme of love for the week. And that is when you unfold and release love's power, the magic happens. And that is the truth. Okay, and I just dropped a bunch of cards. So we can't read all of them, but let me do a quick shuffle of our card deck. We're doing the Answer is Simple card deck by Sonia Choquette. Okay, well... This one fell out, so it must be the card. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. And this is a woman sitting. It looks like she is about to maybe write a document or sign a document, but she is sitting at the table. So let's delve further into Tell the Truth to see what this is about. I remember this one too. Okay. Tell the truth. Your ego doesn't feel safe, so it hides the truth, both from the world and you. This makes life extremely complicated and exhausting, as you know. You can't feel authentic unless you interrupt the ego and let your spirit take over. Start by being honest with yourself. Ask the question, if I weren't afraid, I would fill in the blank. Do this several times, and your truth will come tumbling forth. Your spirit is always happy to reveal it. You must simply want to hear it and know it. Your truth is found just behind your fears. Once you acknowledge the truth of your spirit, you'll be free to create it. Until you do, however, your ego will keep you going in circles. Really want the truth of your spirit to come forward. With it will come the power and inspiration to live it. Your truth is found just behind your fears. Once you acknowledge the truth of your spirit, you'll be free to create it. Until you do so, however, your ego will keep you going in circles. Really want the truth of your spirit to come forward. With it will come the power and inspiration to live it. And that is our card, Tell the Truth. So, hopefully that resonates with you, and if not, that is the card that came up that is there. Good morning, Rukama and Yvette Lee. Welcome in. So we have our steady seven. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. As you all know, seven is one of my favorite numbers. So I like to see seven at least in the group. So it's always great to know we have our steady people that come in. And I'm grateful for you all. Hope you know that. And I think we're on day 202 or 203. Hey, Lisa Jones. Welcome in. Welcome in. So we're going to start our meditation. It will begin with this tone. I will guide you in the meditation. I'll guide you out of the meditation if you will just listen for my directions and get comfortable. If you are seated, please make sure that your feet are flat on the ground. And if you are lying down, just make sure that you're on your back. And we shall begin our practice. I thank you for being here with us. Remember, it ain't that serious. It's just practice. We're just going to do a little breathing and hopefully have some truth come out for us, and all in love. So thank you for being with me. Let's begin. We begin by taking three deep breaths together. We breathe in, hold, and exhale with a loud sigh. Breathe in, hold, and exhale with a loud sigh. And one last breath in. Breathe in, hold, and exhale. And just allow your eyes to softly close or lower so we can lessen any external distraction. And just begin to breathe in and breathe out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And as we're breathing in and breathing out, just become aware of being present with this moment. Perhaps by just moving your feet around and just making sure they're grounded if you're seated. If you're lying down, just move your shoulders or your body and just get comfortable where you are. Be comfortable in whatever you're doing with this practice. Just be comfortable so you can focus. And just breathe in and breathe out. And as we're breathing in and breathing out, let's place one or two hands right in the center of our chest, our heart space, so we can tune in to this moment, to relax into connecting with our truth so we can tell our truth. And let's place our second hand right in the center of our body, right above our navel, which is our solar plexus, and that is one space of intuition and confidence. So we're touching our heart and our power center. And let's just breathe in and breathe out and begin to connect with this physical body, which is our car to get us around this earth, feeling the gratitude of this body at whatever space and place it is, whatever good feelings and feelings that we want to feel better, we are grateful. We are grateful. And just repeat, let's just do a little forgiveness work. And we'll do our Ho'oponopono. That is, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And just hold that energy as you connect with and perhaps ask yourself, what do I need to know? Whatever questions come up for you to connect with, being able to connect with your truth. As we move into our space of silence, we sit and breathe in this sacred time. And we listen, knowing that all is well. As we begin to return to this present moment, just allow these words to wash over you. I am safe. I am calm. I create amazing life experiences. My finances are in order. I am confident. I trust myself and I move forward with ease and grace. I am loving. I am loved. I am lovable. I speak with power and purpose. My words are kind and loving. I see the vision for my life and I'm grateful. My connection to all there is leads and guides me to amazing experiences. Life loves me and supports me. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. I am grateful. I am appreciative. I move forward knowing that I am fully capable. I am connected and I share my talents, abilities, gifts, and skills. I trust that all the appropriate resources are connecting with me at the divine time. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and feel the energy you're creating. And just begin to take some deep breaths on your own. And when you're ready, place your hand somewhere on your body. As a reminder, this is your car to get around in the world. And open your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. Relax your hands. Bring your hands to prayer position in the center of your chest and just take a bow of appreciation for everyone that is in their practice with us, known and unknown. We are grateful for the energy that is being created and radiated out into the world. I'm so grateful that you decided to spend some time with us today in our practice, my partners in practice on the podcast, as well as in our slice of silence. Remember to get out and savor life today. If you can, get out in nature. That full moon last night was glorious, and it should be one tonight. So if you get a moment, just take a look up at the sky and just give thanks. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be here tomorrow at 6:45 on the podcast. If you are interested in joining us live, just toddle on over to Barbara J. Faison, and you can join the podcast, join the group at any time. We'd love to have you. Remember to stop and breathe and save our life. It starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.